Those who think of elephants as solitary, gentle giants lumbering quietly in their zoo enclosures might be surprised by the range and force of their distinctive calls to each other in the wild. Sherman De Silva, a University of Pennsylvania biologist, identifies that as a trumpet sound, one of 14 distinct vocalizations her team has recorded in Sri Lanka's Uddewalawai National Park over the past 6 years.
Trumpets are produced actually in situations of distress, so they're not particularly happy vocalizations. They're either excited or distressed. But in addition to the trumpets, Asian elephants produce a very peculiar kind of sound that I call squeaks. Squeaks tend to be produced in situations of alarm and in situations of submission. So when an animal is backing away from an opponent or backing away from, in some cases, people and alarmed by people, they also produce an elongated form of that called squeals.
Asian elephant calves often emit a sort of prolonged roar when they're nursing or when they simply want attention.
They also give long versions of the roar when they're separated, and you see animals roaring as they try to find their social companions. What do we mean when we say an animal is social? And that's a very big question.
De Silva says elephant social life is based on a variety of female bonding behaviors. While some female elephants flit from one favored companion to another, others may visit a group of companions for days or even weeks, but always return to favored friends. De Silva observed one elephant pair they named Kamala and Kanthi, who were nearly inseparable.
So when I say females are friends with one another, they actively have a choice in where they go. So they can choose to be with somebody or not, even though that choice is not very apparent to us because all we see is them eating and moving. In the classic understanding of animal behavior, when two individuals are together spatially and they're together more often than you would expect by sort of coincidence, then you're reasonably justified in thinking that they prefer one another.
In contrast, older male elephants tend to go it alone. Young males often seek to be in the rough vicinity of older males, even though little or no bonding takes place.
African elephants derive some kind of knowledge by following around these older males. They learn their place in the hierarchy, and there are unfortunately even incidents where young males who are deprived of this kind of guidance, either of older males or females, become boisterous and psychologically traumatized.
De Silva says another focus of her research is how the elephants impacted the Sri Lankan environment. Elephants till the soil with their tusks and dig large holes where water can collect. They also uproot trees and plant seeds through their droppings. And although elephants can come into conflict with humans if they raid or trample crops, De Silva says their activities can indirectly benefit humans, too.
If there aren't elephants walking around dispersing seeds, there aren't going to be any trees. And if there aren't going to be trees of a particular kind that grow up to suck up water and create clouds, then that affects the water table. These are all indirect and very long timescale interactions, but they are very important interactions.
Sherman De Silva notes that poaching, habitat encroachment, climate change, and other factors threaten wild Asian elephants such as those in Uddewalawai. According to the Wildlife Conservation Society, the population of Asian elephants has declined significantly in recent decades, and their survival in the wild is endangered. De Silva says that's why it's essential to work with local people to find ways to live alongside these impressive creatures in a way that will allow both human and elephant groups to thrive. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.